Shalom. Today's Daf Yomi is Shabbos Daf Yud Beis, Shabbos 12. And on Yud Beis Amud Aleph, the Gemara discusses how one cleans their garments from lice on Shabbos. So says the Gemara, Tana Rabbanan, Hamifala es Kelav, if somebody wants to remove the lice from his garments on Shabbos, Moel, he's supposed to squeeze them. He can squeeze them between his fingers and thereby weaken them without killing them, Vizorik, and he then casts them off, Bilvachal Yaharog, as long as he doesn't kill them. And the reason why he's not allowed to kill them is follows the position of Rabbi Eliezer, who says that a person is not allowed to kill lice on Shabbos, but this doesn't go all the way like Rabbi Eliezer, because Rabbi Eliezer is of the position that it's biblically prohibited. So this is of the position that it's only rabbinically prohibited, and therefore he's going to say that you can throw them off as long as you don't kill them or not concerned that you're going to actually kill them. That's just a decree. But Abba Shaul comes along and he's of the position that no tel vizorek obavachal yimul, that Abba Shaul is of the position that you can take them off and throw them as long as you don't squeeze them, because if you squeeze them, there's a concern that you're going to kill them. And Abba Shaul does follow the position of Rabbi Eliezer that it is prohibited, biblically speaking, to kill lice on Shabbos, and therefore he's concerned that if you squeeze them, you might come to kill them. Amar Rav Huna Halacha, the law is moel vizorek, that you're even allowed to squeeze them and toss them off, because it's just rabbinically prohibited. Vizel kvodo. And that's the proper way to kill them, afilu b'chol, even when it's not Shabbos, because that's considered to be more honorable. Rava, what would he do? Mikatalahu, he would kill them on Shabbos. He would literally kill them. He didn't even think that it was rabbinically prohibited. And so to Rav Sheshes, mikatalahu, he would also kill them. Rava would do the following. Shadu l'kana demaya, he would throw the lice into a basket of water. Amrulu Rav Nachman Levante. Rav Nachman used to say to his daughters on Shabbos, he would say the following, Katolin Vash Mi'inale Koa Disanvasi. He said, kill the lice, and I want to hear the cries of the lice as they are being killed. He really did not like lice, and he did this in order that this should be like a type of vengeance upon them. And so therefore, this proves that he wasn't killing them for the purpose of somehow eating them or actually killing them, but just to achieve like a type of vengeance, and then it would not be called a malacha tzricha l'gufa. And so therefore he said to prove that it was being done out of vengeance rather than just for the sake of killing them. Taya, Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar taught, ein horgen es amacholos b'Shabbos. He said you're not allowed to kill the lice on Shabbos. That was the position of Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel allowed it. Rabbi Eliezer and Beis Shammai are the same, because Rabbi Eliezer was a student of Beis Shammai. He was called a Shemuti. Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar taught in the name of Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, ein mitshadchen es ha-tinoko. So now we're going to say, the Gemara is going to cite a brisa, and it's going to say several laws because it's talking about this topic. So the first thing is that according, says Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar in the name of Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel, that ein mitshadchen es ha-tinokos, that we're not allowed to make shiduchim, we're not allowed to make marriage proposals and make engagements, race, in order to betroth our children on the Shabbos, and also not v'lo es hatinok lamdo sefer, we're not allowed to hand over the child to his teacher to study on Shabbos, and not also v'lamdo umnus, to teach a child a craft. We're not allowed to make such an arrangement on Shabbos. And the reason is because your person is not allowed to do a type of business arrangements and all these things. They can be some sort of business arrangements. And this is going to be the position of Beis Shammai. And Beis Shammai continues, v'eim menachman aveilim, a person is not allowed to visit the mourners on Shabbos, and a person is not allowed to visit the sick on Shabbos. And the concern with doing these latter two is that a person is going to be in pain, says Rashi. And so therefore, a person is not allowed to visit the mourners and the sick on Shabbos because you're going to feel the distress. But Beis Hillel matir, and Beis Hillel allows all these things. And the Gemara is recording this brisa presumably because it's another dispute between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel about the laws of Shabbos. Beis Hillel allows all these things because they say only your business is prohibited on Shabbos. However, these things are really of a heavenly nature, and so therefore they're going to be permitted on Shabbos. So since we said that Beis Hillel allows one to visit the sick, but Beis Shammai doesn't, the Gemara says another law with respect to praying for the sick Pesach on Shabbos. Says the Braisa, Hanichnas Levak Eres Achola. Somebody wants to visit the sick on Shabbos. That person should really is not supposed to be in distress on Shabbos. And so therefore, what should they say? The person should say, Omer, the person should say, Shabbosi Melizok, it's Shabbos. And so therefore, I'm not going to cry out on Shabbos. Urafua Krovo Avo, but the healing is quickly going to come. And Rabbi Meir said he should say, Yechola hi shetira achim. He should say that the Shabbos should have mercy upon you if you're going to honor it, that Shabbos is capable of healing you. So the first position was that a person should say, I'm not allowed to cry out on Shabbos, but still the healing is going to come. Meaning to say, this is the way the Marsha explains it, that even though we're not allowed to pray for the sick on Shabbos, this doesn't mean that there's not going to be healing, because in lieu of prayers, Shabbos itself is what heals. The Shabbos is what sweetens all the harsh judgments, and the Shabbos is capable of providing a lift and an inspirational spiritual salvation. And so therefore it's almost as though the Shabbos takes the place of prayers. So any spiritual lift which we would get from a prayer, we don't need to say on Shabbos, because the healing itself comes from the Shabbos, which is replacing the prayer for the sick.